Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kim on a whim.
Well, I have to tell you, I was pretty happy to see Fox News reporting just this morning within the last half hour that the Army has already surpassed its fiscal year 2025 reenlistment goal. So here's what they've done. They've already retained 15,600 soldiers, which is 800 more than the 14,800 target. And keep in mind that the fiscal year ends on September 30th of this year. So they still have months to go and they've already exceeded their target, which is pretty impressive. And you have to ask yourself, okay, well, why do we think that is? The obvious answer is people feel the sense of pride again for our country that they probably haven't felt for the last 4 years. They didn't like the direction of our country. Even people who never lost that sense of pride for our country when Biden was in office, they didn't feel confident about our defense, about the federal government and the direction that they were leading the troops and some of the policies that were in place, and maybe didn't really feel comfortable joining. So I'm so encouraged about this. This is a huge deal because this is about our national security. And when you're hearing about all the things happening around the world with you know, Hamas and all these illegals pouring into our country, it is so crucial that we have a solid military.
I just Googled it because I had to read the headlines, right? AP News, Trump credited with rising military recruitment. But growth started before his reelection. This is what, and PBS, with your taxpayer dollars, partially funded, by the way, Army to meet 2025 recruiting goals in dramatic turnaround denies wokeness is a factor. Now, do you have any doubt as to why this turned around? And if it turned around before he got sworn into office, it's because they knew he was getting sworn into office. I remember a couple of years ago, I ran a video. Of course, it had an interpreter on it because it was a Russian video promoting their military. And it was, you know, these big, strong, muscular men doing drills and doing push-ups and lifting weights and rappelling out of helicopters and all of that. And then it compared and contrasted it to a recruiting video for the United States Army, which was focused on transgender recruits in military academies somewhere and talking about how diversity is our strength and all this BS. And that's not why people go into the military. Mm-hmm. The military is not a social experiment. It's not a social petri dish. It's there for one reason, to kill our enemies, period, to deter our enemies. And there's no doubt in my mind that that's why recruitment dropped under the Biden administration. People didn't want to walk into an environment where they may say one wrong word during a training session and get put up on charges because they misgendered somebody. That's not a thing.
If Kamala Harris were president, they'd probably go as far as to show, you know, the Army and they're learning how to knit, you know, that you also get to fight. But as part of it, you get to learn other skills like knitting and crocheting and, you know, making potholders and things like that. It was like they were so wrapped up in things that did not matter and were not important and were taking away from the main goal of the military, which is to protect us. Now, if you do go back to 2024, it does say that they exceeded their fiscal year 2024 recruiting goals. So that's probably what they're trying to say as well. You know, technically, Biden was still in office when they were meeting these goals and exceeding it. We were already trending upward. To your point, though, well, maybe there was some excitement that his term was ending
was
and that
over.
There would be a changing of the guard, which obviously there was.
And the other thing was the other thing that was hurting them was not just a lack of being able to recruit, but a lack of being able to keep people. People weren't re-upping once they were in the middle of this mess. Mm-hmm. And now that's going to turn around as well, which it couldn't be turning around at a better time, quite honestly, given the challenges we face around the world, including from China.
Well, and a number of these guys who had put their lives on the lines for us were told, hey, because you won't get the COVID shot, you can't even serve anymore. You want to serve our country, but we're not going to allow you to do so because you won't get some stupid vaccine that hadn't even been properly tested. Which was bogus. And weren't they then offering anyone who had been told that to come back?
They could come back and get back pay, I think. Mm-hmm.
Well, and good for them. That's exactly how it should be. They should receive back pay.
Yes.
I mean, it was pathetic that was even a thing. Really? You're going to lose people who want to serve our country because not everyone wants to do that. There are people who are actually willing and wanting to do that, and you're telling them a stupid shot is going to prevent them from doing that?
Well, this is fantastic news. Now, these were just Army numbers, right? Is that right?
These were just Army numbers.
So I don't know what the overall recruiting numbers are, but my guess is they're going to gain across...
All branches, I would think.
All military services, if I had to guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great news, and it makes me feel safer, honestly, knowing that we're building up our military again. When I just Googled it, it says the U.S. Navy is also experiencing a boost in recruiting numbers, showing strong trends for fiscal year 2025.
It was up 12.5% overall for all of the military branches. This particularly eye-popping number was from the Army, where they had already exceeded their goal long before they got to the date. They had, thanks to the very robust 30,000 signups in December. They had 30,000 signups in December. So that gives you an idea of what's going on here, and it's heading in the right direction.
Yeah, Navy recruited just over 14,000 people in just the first 4 months of fiscal year 2025.
By the way, just so people know, a little bit of breaking news here from Fox this morning. Steve Doocy has announced that he's not stepping away from Fox completely, but apparently he's cutting back to a much more relaxed semi-retirement schedule so he can spend more time with his grandkids.
And
good for him.
The guy was just saying how many hours he's done live TV. What was it?
31,000 hours or something
hours.
Like that.
So, much deserved.
So they're giving him pickleball paddles right now, so he has something to do in his spare time.
Did you say that was an old person sport? Was that saying that?
I know that's a stereotype, but the surgeons who have to repair joints are loving pickleball because all these people are getting injured.
How'd you get
trying
hurt,
to do
sir?
This.
Pickleball.
Coming up, Shannon Bream and our friend Griff Jenkins. Stay tuned.